The Dinner, written by Hermann Koch and read by Clive Mantle.
Aperitif. Chapter 1. We were going out to dinner. I won't say which restaurant, because next time it might be full of people who've come to see whether we're there. Serge made the reservation. He's always the one who arranges it, the reservation. This particular restaurant is one where you have to call 3 months in advance. Or 6, or 8. Don't ask me. Personally, I'd never want to know 3 months in advance where I'm going to eat on any given evening. But apparently some people don't mind. A few centuries from now, when historians want to know what kind of crazies people were at the start of the 21st century, all they'll have to do is look at the computer files of the so-called top restaurants. That information is kept on file, I happen to know that. If Mr. L was prepared to wait 3 months for a window seat last time, then this time he'll wait for 5 months for a table beside the men's room. That's what restaurants call customer relations management. Serge never reserves a table 3 months in advance. Serge makes the reservation on the day itself. He says he thinks of it as a sport. You have restaurants that reserve a table for people like Serge Lohmann, and this restaurant happens to be one of them. One of many, I should say. It makes you wonder whether there isn't one restaurant in the whole country where they don't get faint right away when they hear the name Serge Lohmann on the phone. He doesn't make the call himself, of course. He lets his secretary or one of his assistants do that. "Don't worry about it," he told me when I talked to him a few days ago. "They know me there. I can get us a table." All I'd asked was whether it wasn't a good idea to call in case they were full, and where we would go if they were. At the other end of the line, I thought I heard something like pity in his voice. I could almost see him shake his head. It was a sport. There was one thing I didn't feel like that evening. I didn't feel like being there when the owner or on-duty manager greeted Serge Lohmann as though he were an old friend, or seeing how the waitress would lead him to the nicest table on the side facing the garden, or how Serge would act as though he had it all coming to him, that deep down he was still an ordinary guy, and that was why he felt entirely comfortable among other ordinary people. Which was precisely why I'd told him we would meet in the restaurant itself, and not, as he'd suggested, at the cafe around the corner. It was a cafe where a lot of ordinary people went. How Serge Lohmann would walk in there like a regular guy, with a grin that said that all those ordinary people should above all go on talking, and act as though he wasn't there. I didn't feel like that either.